This is a terrible way to start. This is terrible. I just had something prepared for the first segment of the grid, and I realized I didn't give it to Big E. It's completely my fault. I can't even blame him, and we're not going to have him. We're not going to have what we need.
Good morning.
This is awful. This is awful.
Can we just go home?
This is awful. No, what? No. We should. We should. This is
just
how
fold.
Bad. This is how bad,
you know,
this is.
A man I know you admire once said, "Sometimes you got to know when to hold them."
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And sometimes you got to know when to fold
them. Fold them. But maybe today we should just fold them. You know, maybe that right here. Just I fold.
Just push your cards
give
in.
Up. Like
you live to see another day.
You know, you're dealt a hand, and you're just like fold. You know, you see it, and you're like, "Do you want any cards?" No.
No.
I fold. Here's what it is. There is a legendary news radio station, WCBS 880, New York City, signed off yesterday for the last time. That was it. A legendary heritage news station that had been on for 57 years. And it signed off at midnight and now becomes ESPN Radio in New York. So I listened to the final sign-off, and it was done absolutely brilliantly by Wayne Cabot. And Wayne Cabot told this story of how in 1978, his father took him to that radio station for a tour of the station. And it sparked within him this desire to be on the radio. And now, all these years later, what is that, 46 years later, he is the last voice that was ever heard on CBS 880 AM radio.
That is cool.
So I turned to Big E 30 seconds before this program began, and I said...
Accusatory.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think said is the right word. You yelled.
Yeah. I yelled at him because I've listened to the final sign-off, and I said to Big E, "Where's that radio sign-off?" And Big E said, "I don't know what you're talking about."
What radio sign-off?
I have no clue what you speak of.
And I said, "Did I not send you the radio sign-off?" And Big E said, "No, I don't know what that is."
At this point, I feel incumbent upon myself to jump in and say, "This is karmic comeuppance to you, Chris Kelly."
He's right. He's right.
You were the one. You're responsible for pooping all over the A block here.
You're right. He's right. Here's why. The sign-off was 3 minutes long, and it included Wayne Cabot, a legendary broadcaster, telling that story that I just told you about going to the radio station in New York City in 1978. And he said, "I want to thank parents everywhere for giving kids that moment. And you never know when it's going to change a child's life, like when he brought me to this radio station 46 years ago." I edited every bit of that out.
Yeah. All you had him say was, "WCBS 880 AM signing off."
Yeah, so you truly just enjoyed the sign-off.
I did.
Not the nice part of the speech.
Not the human part.
Right. Yeah. I said to Christian, I gutted that whole thing with that story. And
there's like 13 minutes of it online. The last 13 or 14 minutes are online.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
He names
everybody.
All the people that are on the current staff.
Yes.
CBS reporters, legends who go back 100 years.
Yes.
I mean, this station's been on the air 100 years.
It was brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. I've rehearsed my own sign-off many times in my head, you know, and I'm not thanking
these are the people who wronged me.
Yeah.
The following people I still carry a grudge against.
And let's add this little asterisk, if you get a sign-off.
If I get a chance. Many don't.
Most don't.
I mean, you know, most of us are told.
We're called into an office on a Friday.
Are called into an office.
Dave's not here.
And...
Probably
this was
noticed,
your last day. Yeah.
You probably noticed the website. What?
What?
You're not on it. What?
Right. So, yes, I gutted it. I got it down to 35 seconds.
You're going to condense 100 years of radio greatness.
Yes, to 35 seconds because I edit. I get rid of. And so when I turned to Big E, I was going to lead with it. I was going to lead with, a great radio station has signed off in New York City. And I say to Big E, and again, it was accusatory, "What have you done with that sign
where's
off?
Wayne Cabot?
Where's Wayne Cabot?" And Big E said, "I don't know who Wayne Cabot is. Who's Wayne Cabot?" And I said, "You idiot. Where's Wayne Cabot?" And you said, I don't even know.
Mm-mm.
I'm sitting here searching for it. It's not Biggie's fault. That is my fault. We're going to have Wayne Cabot for you tomorrow morning at this time.
Tomorrow?
It's kind of lost its luster.
I hate it when I do something like that, especially when
Your routine has changed. You walked in through a different office door this morning.
I did.
Going downstairs more often now.
I had to start the cameras. I had to start the cameras on this program. You know, sometimes you get spread thin.
Dave's not here.
And, you know, fall through the cracks. You know, that happens. That's right.
I forget you can walk through a separate office door now.
Should have seen it today. If you missed this saga last week, we had an old couch that was sagging in the middle and peeling. It was terrible. And so for years, people have been saying, why don't you get rid of that couch? It was in our office. Well, Chris Dim and I have an office where there are two doors that come in, but the couch was in front of one door.
I think initially it was two small offices.
It was.
And they knocked the wall down when we moved in.
And they said they were going to wall up the one door, but then they were like, no point. Have two doors. So the sofa was in front of one of the doors. Well, now that it's been moved out, BB Shea and I moved it out to Ricky's truck.
So he could take it to the dump.
And he did. He took it. Ricky likes to go to the dump. There's a big thing here. If anything needs to be removed, you know, a pile of garbage, whatever it is, Ricky says, I'll bring my truck. Because he likes to
He'll raise his hand.
He likes to drive up the hill of the dump.
Like Mount Crumpet and dump it.
Yeah.
Like the Grinch.
He loves that.
I told you, I'm with him. I've enjoyed it myself.
Yeah, you said.
Yeah, the dump can be a fun place.
So now that door that was inaccessible for 20 years, I came in through it today and turned to Chris Dim from the other side. Woo, look who's here.
Yeah.
70s sitcom.
I said, everything's changed. New parking space, new door to come in through, and I'm turning on those cameras in the morning. Look what falls through the cracks. Wayne Cabot. That's who fell through the cracks.
The legends.
After I got 13 minutes of teary-eyed sign-off down to 35 seconds.
He name-checked Charles Osgood, Walter Cronkite.
Yeah, he had an Edward R. Murrow
Edward
quote.
R. Murrow.
He quoted Edward R. Murrow. I said, gut it, get it, rid of it. I don't want it. I want him saying WCBS 880. And that was it. And then I forgot to get it to our point man, our pivot man, Biggie, who would have had it in there. And so, first moments, first segment, grid, A block.
Garbage.
Complete garbage. I bet they never had that happen on 880 WCBS.
No, I bet they didn't.
Never had that happen.
I think the only thing more insulting is probably what was happening as he was doing his sign-off, which was some guy back there going, da-na-na, da-na-na.
Yep.
Caitlin Clark highlights coming.
They were ready. They flipped it 2 minutes, 30 seconds later, it was ESPN radio. That's how this business works.
Wrap it up, buddy.
Yep.
CeeDee Lambda's got a new contract. Move, old man.
That's right. They just paid him $100 million. Get rid of it.
This station has been here 100 years, so let's go. We got Fever highlights to run.
That's how this business works.
Was that one of the CBS 880?
Yes.
Was that one of those stations you could hear across the country? I can't recall.
May have been.
Listening to that one, you know, because, you know, like Wayne Cabot, I was bitten by the radio bug early as a child. My dad loved listening to the radio. And at night, I didn't understand it, but he could listen to radio stations. His favorite was WBZ Boston.
Because it was across the country.
At night, the AM stations would just, they would go for hundreds and not thousands of miles. That's how a lot of kids heard rock and roll for the first time.
It's true.
My dad would listen to Larry Glick on WBZ, and you know, and look at me.
Yeah, I snuck a transistor radio in bed, and when I was 10, and put the little earpiece in my ear to listen to those AM stations across.
I'd hang it over the corner of the bed.
It's magical.
My little transistor.
You get the little crackling sound. You know, it's magical when you heard it. We had it from Wayne Cabot.
A gutted Wayne Cabot.
A gutted Wayne Cabot will appear on our air 24 hours. Marker, set a reminder on your phone.
Why don't we just get Wayne Cabot?
We could call.
His days are free.
We could call Wayne Cabot and get him on our air. But why would he reduce himself?
Now he's just been slighted so many ways.
Man, just crushed.
Let's check in on Aaron Judge if he went deep again. I'm not done.
The other, this is about something we played last week, the Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. This is raging on now. Remember, I don't even know how that came up. We were talking about West Virginia, and I said what a beautiful state it is, but it's known because of that documentary. And you know,
yeah, I think it. I don't know if West Virginia came up or a Taco Bell menu change came up.
Something about, yes.
And we decided to play our favorite Taco Bell interaction.
Yeah, from the Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. I guess Taco Bell. Yeah. Oh, they were bringing back all those items.
Yeah.
Taco Bell is bringing back an item from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s that is no longer on the menu. And in The Wonderful Whites of West Virginia, a 20-something-year-old documentary now, there was a group from West Virginia that went through a Taco Bell drive-thru, and the woman driving had a relative in the car, and the state had just taken her baby. The baby had been born like 3 days earlier, and state took it because of drug issues. And the woman sees a lady named Renee and Tanner, who she knows, inside the Taco Bell. So they're waving at them, you know, from outside and talking. And the question came up, what is Tanner's name? Because we always call him Tanner.
I've always heard it as Tanner.
Yeah. So an emailer says, oh, it's not Tanner. It's Tina. It's Tina. This is the order first.
Yeah, give me a quesadilla. The steak and cheese fajita only with cheese and steak only.
We don't have them either.
You don't have fiestas?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Why is it on your sign if you don't have it?
Are you talking about gorditas?
Y'all have mozzarella cheese sticks?
No.
Give me two tacos, one soft shell, one hard, please. Could you repeat that order back to me? Renee!
Now they see Renee.
We know that name.
We know that.
We know Renee.
Inside the Taco Bell. I had stated that once I saw my dear friend the Diesel inside a Chick-fil-A, and I had texted. Well, I texted him and said, I'm watching you right now. Mm-hmm. He was reading a book. I said, how's that book you're reading?
How's Treasure Island?
Right.
Weird read for a Chick-fil-A.
And he looked around. Huh? He's looking around like, where am I?
Get out and knock on the window. Tell him, come here.
Dad!
Hey,
Tanner.
Now, we have it as Tanner, but a P1 listener emailed and said, oh, no, that's Tina. But we don't hear Tina. We hear Tina. Tanner.
Yeah.
Biggie will die on that hill. He says, now.
A third name has entered the chat.
A third name, because someone has watched it with the captioning on, and the third name is?
Taylor.
Could it be Taylor? That's just they're saying there.
They took her baby. She had her baby. CPS took her.
We know that for a fact. Mm-hmm. We know mm-hmm. CPS took her baby. Is it Taylor?
No.
It's Tanner.
When's the last time that you met somebody from the back hills of West Virginia named Taylor?
Well, I can't say I have.
I can't say, but
Tina now.
Tina? But it's not Tina. It's Tanner. It's always been Tanner. Once again, people have to fight over something. It's Tanner.
But... The captioning.
Yeah, captions. The captions miss a lot.
They're wrong. They can be wrong.
I give them about 90%, but sometimes, because I've become that person that has closed caption on.
Fact.
And you'll see a movie that you've watched a million times that you know it'll get something wrong.
No, you're right.
I don't think the closed caption knows what to do there because it's just a noise. So the closed caption's like, Taylor? I don't know.
Put it in.
The kid's name is Tanner.
Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah. And it is a kid, right?
It is a kid.
That's is there another woman sitting there?
Yeah, it's like a,
And could it be Tina? Is the
no, because that's Renee.
That's just Renee.
Renee!
So there's not a second woman sitting
It is Tanner. Stop trying to fight it.
All right. Biggie is on. You know what I did with I'm so dumb. Here's how dumb I am. Not the whole WCBS sign-off notwithstanding.
It's a continuing series.
Which we'll have for you tomorrow at this time. We are getting a WCBS A80 sign-off.
It won't feel as well as good.
We deserve better.
Yeah, we should have played this yesterday.
I am so mad at myself. Somebody sent me an email that said, coming to theater soon, Titanic Part 2. And I was like, what's going on here? So I clicked the trailer. It's like a two-minute trailer, at least. And it starts out, you know, with the New Line, whatever cinema presents. And it's got the end of the original Titanic. And then they've got Leo DiCaprio, like they're down at the bottom of the ocean. And they get his dead, frozen body up. And they revive him. And they say, the last time you saw Rose was 100 years ago. And he's like, what? You know, he can't believe it. Well, I'm minute 45 into it going like, oh my God. Well, it's just clips of other movies he's been in. Yeah. You know, it's not a real thing.
Yeah, but they got you.
For a minute and 45 seconds, like, are they doing this?
Is he coming back for revenge or for love?
For love. He wants to, and they were like, she's still alive, but she's hanging on by a thread. And, you know, they showed DiCaprio in all different stages of his life. I was like, what is going on here? And I thought, man, they're going to do Titanic Part 2, and it's going to be awesome. It's not.
That's next level dumb.
It's not real. That is next level dumb. That is, sometimes I get sucked into those kinds of things. And that one, they really got me on that one. I don't know why. I guess it's because I wanted it so much.
Now, somebody might do that. Someone might show DiCaprio waking up.
Yeah.
Either like a frozen zombie or something.
Yeah. But that did not happen. And that will not be a thing. So. I was wrong. Yeah. I was wrong on that.
They do that with a lot of things now. They'll splice together.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll fall for it too. I'll see it. It'll be like, you know, just announced the trailer has dropped for something. And I'm like, oh. And then it's just bad clips from other movies.
Well, I should have known way before.
Yeah, you know, Titanic 2.
Titanic 2.
You'd have heard of that.
I'd have heard of that. Yeah. And they're like shaking him awake with ice all over him. I was like, what? Yeah, that's from The Revenant. You know, he's like, you know, and it's like, man, what's he doing out there?
He lived.
Jack lives.
Yeah, Jack lives. Yeah. They revive, and you got to go see. He's trying to find
an avenging zombie. That's a. You might have a story there.
That would be kind of fun.